Good morning, Geek Radio Daily, for Thursday, April 15th, 2010. Good morning to you. And let me bring a little bit of reality to you. It's tax day. If you're like me, you've already done your taxes, you've got the tax return back, you've already spent it. Some people still haven't done them yet, and if you haven't, wow, are you a procrastinator? Yes, you have to get those in today, but that's all right. We're here to entertain you while you're trying to fill out those 1040 easy forms. What are we going to do that with? Well, we're going to do that with patio books. We're going to do that with geeky news. But first, let's do that with some birthdays, shall we? Emma Watson is 20 years old today. She's Hermione Granger from the Harry Potter films. Seth Rogen is 28 years old today. He's an actor from Knocked Up, Superbad. He's going to be in the Green Hornet film coming up. Also from Harry Potter today, Emma Thompson is 51 years old. She's also married to Kenneth Branagh, but you know, she's talented on her own. Who else was born today? Roy Clark is 77 years old. He was on Hee Haw for 20 years. You know who he is. I'm a pickin' and I'm a grinning. Okay, if you live in the South, you know who he is. Elizabeth Montgomery. She was born in 1933. She was Samantha from Bewitched. Other people who are no longer with us today. Leonardo da Vinci. Born in 1452. Yeah, you didn't know he had a birthday. It was actually, he actually knew what his birthday is, yeah. 1452 is born today. So that's birthdays for today. Let's get some TV pages. Now, shall we? Over there on CBS, you have Survivor, Heroes vs. Villains, CSI, and The Mentalist. On ABC, you have a brand new episode of Flash Forward, and then Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice, which are both repeats. NBC, you have The Office twice in a row, and then Saturday Night Live, Time in the 2000s, time and again. This is a retrospective of all the things they've done in the past 10 years. Fox, you have brand new episodes of Bones and Fringe, with Fringe's episode called White Tulip. I'm sure it means something. USA Network has Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Sci-Fi Channel has a mini marathon of Destination Truth. TNT has Braveheart. Excellent film. I don't know how much they're going to cut out for network television, but it's an excellent film. TBS, you have Twister. FX Network, you have Rules of Engagement. American Movie Classics, you have The Ninth Gate. I have no idea what this movie is about. I have never even heard of this film. FMC, a movie I have heard about. Wall Street, excellent film. Hey, greed works. Greed is good. Chiller Network, you have The Howling and The Howling 2, Your Sister is a Werewolf. That's kind of the weakest insult I have ever heard in my life. The Nat Geo, let's see, Known Universe, Alien Contact. On the Disney Network, you have Casper Meets Wendy. ABC Family, you have Major Payne, starring one of those Wayans brothers. I don't remember which one, but who cares? It's one of the Wayans brothers. They're all interchangeable. But if I'm watching anything tonight, it's going to be on the Lifetime Movie Network, where life bores a dedicated military man, so he fakes his own death and starts a new life with a new wife. Gary Cole and Karen Stellis star in Lies He Told.
No blasted letters today!
Yeah, that's right, no mail today. I got two pieces yesterday, I should have spread them out, but hey, I didn't know I wasn't going to get any mail today. That's no big deal. We'll survive. But if you want to send me some email, please do. It's podcast, The Bruce, Billy Flynn, or Flintress, all of us, at GeekRadioDaily.com. Well, it's April 15th, and it's Thursday, which means it's Patio Books Day, and we'll get back to that right after the break.
Night had fallen hours before. My desk lamp was the only light in the office. The night was hot, and I was down to my undershirt and suspenders as I worked. The light glinted off the bullet in my hand as I carved the last line of the rune. A curl of lead fell from the slug and onto the evening's edition of the New York Imperial Times. I set the bullet down on the paper next to the dateline, May 13th, 1931. I carved the demon's name into five more bullets just like the first, and I loaded them into my revolver. It was either going to be him or me, and I only had to the end of the new moon to finish my .38 caliber banishing. Set in a magically twisted 1930s, Two-Fisted Tales of Magic is a new podcast by Ted Wade. The Great War has broken the walls to dimensions once relegated to folklore. Humanity now shares the Earth with dwarves and orcs from the kingdoms of the Hollow Earth, fair folk of the Fey Realms, and creatures of the Demon Reaches. Humanity can call upon magic through wizardry, superlative physical powers, and weirdly enhanced technology. Coming in April 2010. 2-fisted-tales.blogspot.com.
Hey, this is Rock Lofton, all you nerds out there. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, April 15th, 2010. Good morning to you. Yes, it's Thursday, which means it's time for Patio Books.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
All right, I've got three audiobook selections for you today. Check out a second serialized audiobook from Eugene Fairfield, The Servant and the Soothsayer. Apollo, a domestic servant with a reputation for backdog, is a witness to a political murder. When a soothsayer is brought in to solve the crime, she sees Apollo as a tool. He can get close to the subject, whereas she, a known mind reader, would instantly be recognized as a threat. But if Apollo works for her, he may get blackballed by the corporation that provides him a job, room, and board. He will certainly get caught in with a political conspiracy. If that weren't enough, there are stories that soothsayers can cause terrible psychic damage, and this one, people say, has something of a temper. It's complete with all 9 episodes, so have at it. Fresh Kills is a podcast collection of the original short stories by the authors of the popular literary blog, The Kill Zone. Reminiscent of the Twilight Zone, these killer tales vary from the paranormal to the chilling to the plain scary. They each deliver a finely crafted tale that will keep you clicking throughout the pages. Originally posted as an ebook on Amazon and Smashworld, the podcast version includes 3 extra stories not available in print, including one by the award-winning podcast author and narrator, Basil Sands. So pop on the earphones and buckle your seatbelt for a trip to the edge of sanity. It's going to be a wild ride. 8 episodes are out today, and 2 more will drop in the coming weeks. Scott Howard keeps it short. His stories Dreams and Wings is now available, and it's only 4 episodes long. One man, one machine, one destiny. Searcher awoke alone on a laboratory table with an ageless body and no memory of his past of an post-apocalyptic world. Now, in his exoskeleton, the powerful suit of armor, he roams the galaxy with his robotic companion Stallion, seeking clues about his unknown origins. Meanwhile, his existence threatens to destroy the balance among the Ageless Ones, a group of never-dying humanoids that secretly run all the aspects of human society in the shadows of the surviving colony worlds. Is the Seeker the key to humanity's salvation or its final destruction? A narrated story with action, music, and sound effects. And rumor has it that more stories are coming in this universe. So if you like it, just stay tuned. Well, there's the 3 stories we have for you today. All 3 Patio Books are out there today. Go ahead and go to patiobooks.com as soon as GRD is over and check them out for yourself.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! All the news from a geeky point of view. Well, in his comic, Gladstone School for World Conquerors, writer Mark Andrew Smith gives us the cutest would-be despots ever. On his Twitter feed, Amazing Joe Buzzards, writer Mark Andrew Smith let drop a few new pages from Gladstone's School of World Conquerors, an upcoming book drawn by Amit Velgard. Details are scant, but the book's Amazon pages say, "Welcome to Gladstone School for World Conquerors, a top secret academy for the children of the world's greatest supervillains to learn the trade. Join us as Kid Nefarious, Mummy Girl, Martian Jones, Ghost Girl, and the infamous Skull Brothers unearth the schools and their parents' hidden past." The new Addams Family musical has made its debut on Broadway, and the critics are unanimous. They all say it sucks. The Washington Post called the new Addams Family this year's answer to the question, how many talented people does it take to screw up a concept? And Variety wrote that within the show's first 15 seconds worth of finger-snapping themes to the sitcom, that turned out to be the most catching musical event in the entire show. Wow. And this is a musical, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, Star Grade, which is the theatrical version for Rotten Tomatoes, gave the show a D+. But guess what? When it comes to buying tickets, none of those opinions mattered. Matter of fact, The Addams Family has turned out to be a critics-proof smash. It sold $851,000 in tickets last weekend alone. That doesn't count the $15 million it already sold in advanced sales, according to the New York Times. Most of that credit goes to the Tony Award-winning Nathan Lane, who seems to be a Broadway insurance policy. The more I'm hearing about the new Captain America movie from Marvel Pictures, the more I'm starting to get worried. Last week, we told you that Chris Evans, well, we told you about his thoughts about the role and how his, you know, comic book movies in general. Yeah, now comes word from Joe Johnson that Evans was cast for the role without even having to audition for it. Chris did not audition at all, the Johnson said during an interview with Earth's Mightiest. I was already familiar with everything he has done and was championing his cause. Not that I had to fight a lot for the Marvel team. We're all fans of his. If you remember, the producers and director were having a hard time trying to find an actor to play the role, so either Evans wowed them with his non-audition, or they had to pull the trigger and get someone. Johnson went on to say that Evans will play Steve Rogers both before and after he assumes the mantle of Captain America, and that Evans will not be enhanced in either performance. I can't divulge how we're going to do it, but the performance will be Chris Evans from beginning to end, says Johnson. The movie will begin to film later this year. Max Bornstein, who scripted the yet-unshot Jimi Hendrix biopic for Legendary Pictures, has hopped on board Warner Brothers for a big-screen adaptation of The Man from U.N.C.L.E., to be directed by David Dobkins. David Dobkins, you may remember, has already directed Clay Pigeons, Shanghai Nights, Wedding Crashers, and Red Claws. That's according to the Heat blog from Hollywood Reporter. The original series ran from 1946 to 1948 and was created by Ian Fleming. You know, the same guy who created James Bond? All right. There's currently no word on any of the major players, but as soon as we hear something, we'll let you know. Only you can prevent forest fires, and only you can save your favorite shows. USA Today's 13th annual Save Our Shows poll asks you to pick among the 16 television network sitcoms and dramas which are on the bubble. Between cancellations and renewals, they're starting to figure out what's coming back next year and what's not. The list is smaller this year than last year. Networks this spring have already continued the trend of early renewals. Glee, Fringe, Castle, Community, they're all signed on for next season. But there are plenty of other ones that are not yet. You can go to the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com and check out the links. You can go ahead and vote between now and May 17th. As usual, there are some early favorites. It's a good chance that Chuck and Human Target will also return. ABC's Flash Forward, which is a once prominent series, has lost weight. They're considered a long shot. On this list, there's a couple shows that are missing. NBC's Heroes and CBS's Numbers both likely ended their run already, as well as ABC's shows Romantically Challenged and Happy Town, which haven't even premiered yet. We have to be respectful to the audience. You have to be grateful for the fan bases. This is from NBC Universal TV chief Jeff Gaspin. But it's very hard to tell the age of the social media and how it's going to be, how much of a real groundswell it is. It's easier than it used to be to create a huge marketing army. But in reality, today, it could just be equivalent to a bunch of avatars. Again, go to the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com and go ahead and let your voice be heard. All right, that's it for today. Thank you very much for joining us this tax day, this Thursday, April 15th episode of Geek Radio Daily. Join the Facebook page and become a fan. Check us out on iTunes and write a review. Geek Radio Daily is created with Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Work 3.0 U.S. license. Send us an email to podcast, The Brew, Billy Flynn, or Flincher, all of us, at geekradiodaily.com.
The house is a museum. When people come to see them, they really are a scream. The Addams Family. Neat.
Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.